This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Outer Banks of Hurricane Florence have begun lashing the North Carolina coast as officials continue their appeal for people to evacuate. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is located about 250 kilometers east of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, with a maximum sustained winds of 155 kilometers per hour. New Hanover County Emergency Management Director Stephen Still says storm surge is the biggest concern in that area.
Storm surge to the tune of 9 to 10 feet in our barrier island areas, our sound areas, our estuarine areas, and our inland riverine areas. Again, winds in excess of 100 miles per hour for a duration of no less than 24 hours. And again, the potential rainfall amounts of 20 to 30 inches.
Florence is expected to lash the coast of North and South Carolina for days, with lingering rains aggravating the problems. U.S. President Trump is hearing bipartisan criticism after rejecting the government's official number that Hurricane Maria killed nearly 3,000 people in Puerto Rico. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
George Washington University researchers found the storm killed nearly 3,000 people, sharply up from the earlier estimate of 65. The president says it's not true and blames the number on a Democratic plot to make him look bad. House Speaker Paul Ryan's among those disagreeing.
There is no reason to dispute these numbers.
Democrat Luis Gutierrez, whose parents were Puerto Rican immigrants, calls the president delusional.
The number is based on facts and the truth.
But GOP Senator Chuck Grassley wonders about the sharp increase.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions instructed Department of Justice lawyers in a memo Thursday to resist the nationwide injunctions issued by federal judges that have hindered or halted some of the Trump administration's signature policies, including the border separation of families. This is VOA News. Myanmar de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has defended her country against criticism of last week's conviction of two Reuters journalists on charges of violating the country's colonial-era Official Secrets Act. Hwa Loan and Kia So-woo were arrested last December after meeting with two police officers at a restaurant and given a stack of documents. They were investigating the massacre of 10 Rohingya Muslims by police and soldiers in the village of Nden last year. The two journalists were sentenced to 7 years in prison. A senior UN official reports a readiness plan has been developed to assist hundreds of thousands of civilians trapped in Syria's northern province of Idlib, while diplomats move to prevent all-out war. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The UN regional coordinator for the Syrian crisis says he has appealed for the protection of civilians in Idlib to countries of influence attending a humanitarian task force meeting in Geneva. Panos Moumsis says he has received assurances from the Russian and U.S. co-chairs that everyone was intent on finding a peaceful way forward.
Diplomacy, prevention of humanitarian diplomacy is taking place at the moment at all levels to make sure that everybody works with the same objective to avoid humanitarian catastrophe and our fear that the worst may still be ahead of us, that this will not happen.
Since early September, aerial bombardment and shelling by Syrian and Russian forces have increased. The United Nations reports dozens of people, including women and children, have been killed and wounded, and several hospitals and schools have been attacked and put out of service. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States has imposed sanctions on two North Korean-controlled information technology companies based in China and Russia. They're accused of moving illicit funds to North Korea. The sanctions come at a time when the U.S. is maintaining pressure on the North Korean government in its negotiations to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed an agreement during the historic summit in Singapore in June for the North to dismantle its nuclear program, but the two sides are at an impasse over the pace of North Korea ending its nuclear and missile development programs. Pope Francis on Thursday accepted the resignation of a U.S. bishop accused of sexually harassing adults just ahead of discussing wide-ranging sexual abuse allegations in the American church with U.S. Catholic leaders. The resignation of West Virginia Bishop Michael Bransfield comes just as the top leaders in U.S. church sat down with the pontiff to consider the burgeoning scandal that has rocked the church in several countries. Bransfield will now face a Vatican investigation. Meanwhile, Chilean authorities raided four dioceses Thursday as part of their investigation into clerical sex abuse. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.